Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. In our New Testament overview, we now come to the book of Colossians. The book of Ephesians emphasizes the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Colossians emphasizes the Christ of the church. Each places a different emphasis on the key words. The key word being Christ is preeminent. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Christ is preeminent because He is the invisible God, the Creator. He is the image of the invisible God, the Creator of all things. Colossians 1, verse 15. Christ is preeminent in Colossians chapter 2 over human philosophy and wisdom. There's a lot of philosophies today. Some of those philosophies say everybody's going to be okay. Some of those philosophies say nobody's going to be okay. Here's what you need to know. Christ and His teaching is preeminent over all human philosophy. Christ is preeminent because when we follow Him, we look up. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. And in Christ, Christ is preeminent because He teaches us how to live our life and how to behave in a way that will get us to heaven. Friend, have you decided to obey the gospel? Have you accessed the preeminence of Jesus which will lead you to heaven? If not, why not do that today? You can hear the Word of God, Romans 10, verse 17. You can believe that Jesus is God's Son, John 3, verse 16. If you're willing to confess His preeminence before men as the Son of God, Acts 8, verse 37, then you can repent of sin. Having repented of sin, you can be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved." Friend, there is no salvation outside of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you've not obeyed His gospel, if you've not submitted to His will, you desperately need to so that you can live the best life possible. Jesus is preeminent, and if we're going to follow Him, we must submit to His preeminence, to His will. Why not do that today if you've not already?
This is the gospel of Christ.